Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Break finally went our way, and let's go with it.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at opportunities, you look at breaks, you look at pucks bouncing, you know, you need something like that. I think that at that time was the break we needed.
How about the response of this game? You guys responded to the goalie interference craziness. You responded to the two goals in the third period. It just didn't seem like your guys were going to allow themselves to get beaten.
No, I got to give them a lot of credit. I thought, you know, you mentioned a couple big moments in the game. The goal, the challenge, and then the killers going out to kill it. Big scrum in front of their bench, I thought, gave us a lot of life. Five guys in on that. To kill it and then end up getting a shorthanded goal. I thought we showed a lot of life. We showed a lot of passion.
Time out was simply just, you still got the lead, calm down.
We got to want the puck. We were doing, you know, a real good job of playing quick and having the puck. I just sense we didn't want to make a play with it. And I said, we got a lot of time off. We got to make plays. We got to want the puck, and we got to make plays.
Special teams, the power play and the power kill, or the penalty kill, both something that you've been emphasizing for a couple weeks now. What was it like to see those really flourish tonight?
It was really important. I mean, power play, when you get that number, you've got to get one or two, and we struggled on it for sure in the first three. We've had opportunities. We got the break. I think we got a break on another one, went off Zucker. But when you get pucks in the net, good things happen. I think we were deferring to the nicer plays. The mentality was start getting more pucks in the net. And I think we got rewarded for that. The killing has been, knock on wood, it's been pretty solid. We've got a lot of good kills, and you're going to need that to win hockey games.
Is the shorthanded goal really the place where the building got energized, you guys got energized, because you guys worked hard to get that shorthanded goal, and it just seemed like the building went nuts, and it just seemed everything got energized because
of
that goal.
You know, I think we fed off the energy. You know, the building came to life. The, you know, upset about the goal that they allowed, and then all of a sudden you start killing one off, and you get a shorthanded one at, you know, it's like the fans' version of let's stick it to you.
Lindy, when you look at the sum of all parts tonight, what did this team do that made it successful and helped it get its first win to the season?
We took a big step of playing the game a lot faster, where, you know, I think we deferred to slower plays. You know, there's a couple of plays early in the first period that, you know, I can mention. We didn't get pucks to the net. You know, we have an odd-numbered rush. We don't get a puck to the net. We had a couple of zone plays where both times our defense deferred to trying to stick handle and do something different. The message was, you know, we got to make plays, but we got to get pucks going to the net too.
What did you think of Yuri's response? You started him on the fourth line as a winger, I guess, but you moved him up later. What did you think?
I thought his game was okay. He's got more there. I haven't seen the Yuri that really, you know, skates himself out of the zone. I think he had some puck plays that normally he would skate it. He needs just to grab a hold of his confidence just a little bit, and then put a little pizzazz in his game where this is my puck and I'm gonna get it and I'm gonna carry the mail.
You get the feeling that the season can start now. There's been a lot of noise around this team the last couple days and how you needed to get that first win.
Well, I think, you know, I'm not gonna make excuses, but we've been hit hard with injuries. You know, getting Benson back was a big plus. I think we all saw that tonight, what a difference it made for us. That's getting one player back. You know, we'll be better when we get, you know, we get one or two of our D back. We'll be a better team then too. But you still have to fight your way through tough parts of the season. Our fight wasn't good enough in the first three games. I don't care whether we're hurt or not. We didn't earn enough, we didn't deserve enough, and we didn't fight enough. I thought tonight we fought for everything we got.
What do you think about Josh tonight?
I love this game. He's on the puck. He's fearless, made some good plays. We've seen a lot of good things out of him. I thought tonight might have been his best night. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.